truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. Fuso's let us know that their built-ready wide cab Canter Tipper has gained an extra tonne of capacity. The increase sees the Canter Tipper increase its GVM to 7.5 tonnes, GCM lifts to 11 tonnes. The upgraded truck has also increased its cubic carrying capacity by more than 14% to 2.4 cubic metres. What's changed to allow for the extra carrying capacity? Well, Fuso tell us the extra cubic capacity is thanks to a 300mm extension of the Tipper body, while engineering upgrades include the fitment of a larger hydraulic lift cylinder running at a higher pressure and a revised Tipper hoist truck. Despite the extra maximum weight capacities, operators looking to run a Fuso Canter Tipper on a 4.5-ton GVM and car licence can still opt for a Canter with the lower weight certification. Last week, we drove one of the Fuso Canter Tipper's main rivals, the Hino Fully Automatic 300 Series Tipper. You can check out a review and a video review on the Heavy Vehicles website. Our coverage of the latest on the rollout of electric buses across the world continues, with Volvo, the latest brand, to win a sizable supply contract. The Swedish manufacturer secured a 30-bus order in the Swedish city, Gothenburg. The 30 buses will come online by the third quarter of next year. They represent the biggest order so far for all electric buses in the country. It's also Volvo Buses' biggest order for their electric models to date. The order comes after Volvo hybrid buses have proven their worth on Gothenburg streets since 2015. The city looking to slash carbon dioxide emissions and transport noise by 2025. They see the new Volvo electric models as being a big part of those plans. Things are looking up in the truck industry, and PACCAR is one manufacturer enjoying the good times. The US-based business has just released second quarter financials, showing record quarterly sales and financial services revenues of $5.81 billion US dollars. The parent company of Kenworth, Peterbilt and DAF also reported strong net income of $560 million, a total up 50% on the same period last year. Helping to drive the healthier bottom line for PACCAR was the strong lift in Australian truck sales in the quarter. Kenworth sales locally were ahead 50.5% at the end of June. DAF sales in Australia progressed 11.5%. It's a great time to be a truck driver, where a lack of drivers is raising rates of pay and even sign-on bonuses are on offer. Improving economies, big infrastructure investments, and growing household consumption are also factors that are fueling the added demand for skilled truck drivers. And a new study conducted in the US has found things are unlikely to change soon. The recruitment and retention survey by Driver IQ finding fleets are generally expecting to raise truck driver wages and offer more bonuses. The report finding the fleets have vacancies for up to 10% of their total driving staff at present. The driver shortage has been declared the most critical issue facing the industry. Nearly 70% of fleets surveyed by Driver IQ said they're offering a sign-on bonus of up to $3,400 just to attract new talent. Penske Power Systems has named David Willis as this year's 2018 Detroit Master Technician. David, a leading hand from Chipping Norton in Sydney, narrowly outperformed five other finalists in the annual Skills and Diagnostics Contest held in Brisbane. Open to all Detroit Guild members, the contest saw technicians from around Australia and New Zealand compete in qualification rounds in a range of tasks. The tests included both general procedural tasks as well as advanced diagnostic scenarios. So congratulations to David. And David will receive a trip to the US to tour the world-class manufacturing facilities of Detroit and Daimler. We'll also tour the Team Penske Motorsport facility in North Carolina. The International Motor Show Germany is coming up, and Iveco will use the event to show the potential of non-diesel powertrains. The Italian truck, bus and light commercial vehicle giants will instead show 18 vehicles powered by electricity, CNG and LNG. This might seem like a somewhat forward-thinking strategy from a business built on diesel power, yet remarkably all the vehicles on show in Germany are already on the market. Well, that is, on the market in other places, not in Australia. Iveco is already one of the world's leading electric bus manufacturers, and CNG and LNG-powered trucks are a common sight on European roads. Iveco brand president Pierre Lehut telling us there are viable alternatives to the traditional diesel engine available right now. He says the pressure on diesel is mounting, and public opinion has turned against it. Darren Swenson is the Iveco Australia marketing manager. He tells us interest in making the switch is starting to increase locally, and he says the company's also recently made strong gains in electric vehicle technology and is well placed on this front as well.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.